St. David's Day is tomorrow, March 1st. It's always a day of great celebration in Wales. Welsh flags with their red dragons are displayed. People wear daffodils, the national flower, sing traditional Welsh folk songs, eat Welsh cakes and leek soup, and recite poetry in Welsh. David was a 6th century Celtic monk, abbot, and bishop, the greatest figure in the Welsh Age of Saints. The grandson of a Welsh prince, David was born about AD 500 in the most westerly part of Wales, now called St. David's Head. Legend says his mother gave birth on a clifftop overlooking the Irish Sea. David was well educated and became a missionary, traveling throughout Wales, southwest England, and even Brittany in France, helping to spread Christianity among the pagan Celtic tribes. He was a renowned preacher and founded several monasteries, including one at his birthplace, which had been a Roman port, but was renamed after him. His monastic rule prescribed a simple but arduous life. The monks plowed the fields by hand, pulling the plow themselves without using animals. After manual labor all day in the fields, the monks spent their evenings in prayer, reading and writing, the usual tasks of monks. They ate only bread and vegetables, particularly leeks, and drank only water. Indeed, the leek, a type of onion, became a national symbol of Wales, probably as a tribute to David. He's the patron saint of vegetarians. So is St. Wulstan of Worcester, but David is far more well known. In 550, David attended a synod, where he preached to a large crowd. His eloquence so impressed his fellow clergy that they elected him bishop. According to legend, a white dove landed on his shoulder. He is always portrayed with that dove. It became his emblem, as you can see in the stained glass image in the e-messenger. David moved the episcopal see to his monastery, and the Diocese of St. David's is still one of the 6 dioceses of the Anglican Church in Wales. It's also the smallest cathedral city in Britain. David's last words to his followers were in a sermon on the Sunday before he died. "Be joyful," he said. "Keep your faith and your creed. Do the little things that you have seen me do." "Do the little things" is today a famous phrase in Welsh and has proved an inspiration to many, encouraging people to persevere one step at a time and to find joy everywhere in the little things of life. David was buried at his cathedral, where his shrine was a popular place of pilgrimage throughout the Middle Ages. Although it was partly destroyed during the English Reformation, the ruined base remains to this day, reputed to still contain his bones. In 2012, the shrine was restored and rededicated by the Bishop of St. David's. I visited St. David's Cathedral way back in 1992, so I guess it's time I return. David was canonized by the Pope in the 12th century, and over 50 churches in South Wales are dedicated to him. Actually, there's even one here in Chesterfield County. St. David's Day became a national festival during the 18th century. That's when the daffodil became a popular alternative to the leek, because A, the names for the two plants are similar in Welsh, and B, who wants to wear an onion? Diolch yn fawr, which in Welsh means thank you very much.